Well, speaking of albums and everything, we got to jump into our next segment here on New Music Monday, which is our album review. And we're joined by Colette in the studio. Hello, how are
you? Hi, good. How are you?
Good. So tell us all about this album that you chose. I heard it was a new genre for you.
Yeah, I have never really given country a chance, especially new country. And there was just something about his voice and his lyrics that really encapsulated me. I just loved it. And like, it just grabbed me by surprise because the first song on there was like a spoken poem, which was super interesting. It kind of wasn't a song. It's like he was kind of talking.
Right. And this is off of Zach Bryan's self-titled album, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's so interesting. Tell me more.
And I just really liked, there was like a lot of feeling behind what he was saying, and his lyrics are like relatable poetry, which is super cool.
Very true. He does tell a lot of stories with his songs.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And I just think his music really makes you love life for what it is, like the good and the bad, and that it has like a certain beauty, and he is able to portray that through his lyrics and his music is kind of what I got from this album. It was really like special.
Ooh, I love that. So what were some of your favorite songs off the album?
My favorite song was easily The East Side of Sorrow, because it ended with like a horn section and like a trumpet solo, and I play the trumpet, and nice. I love to hear that.
I
love
never
to
hear knew it you played the trumpet.
Really?
That's very shocking.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, we, of course, have to play a song for you guys off of that album, and we're going to play I Remember Everything by Zach Bryan featuring Kacey Musgraves. Everything by Zach Bryan featuring Kacey Musgraves off of Zach Bryan's self-titled album. That was our album review this week by Miss Colette. So, Colette, any other standout moments on this album for you?
I really liked seeing all the features, especially seeing the Lumineers and the Warren Treaty, because I'm a big fan of both of those, and it was just very cool.
Yes, those were definitely amazing songs as well. And if you guys want to read the full album review, head over to our website, WZND.com, and you could read the full thing there.